Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the foreclosure market is on fire. It is completely off the chart, and we're going to post a lot of houses today. So I'm driving with Doug from Las Vegas to Southern California, and we're going to post, you know, over half a dozen houses today. So let's do it. Okay, and today we have a sponsor, also Dr. Gundry, but don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And, you know, a few things about the foreclosure market right now. In California, we've had the number two foreclosure market in 2023. There were just over 32,900 homes that were foreclosed upon in California. The number one market, 35,000. Was Florida. Number three is Texas. Now, these are the busiest areas for real estate when you think about this, but they also have the highest number of foreclosures. And this is a trend that is only getting worse. And since COVID, it's getting more and more active. So today, Doug and I are going to go post a bunch of stuff. And, you know, we got our hands full, to say the least. So let's go do this. And let's take a look at these foreclosures Doug's got. So, Doug, the first of eight today, is that right?
That's correct.
Eight today. So we are in Apple Valley, California, and out of respect for the homeowners that are getting their houses posted, I'm not going to tell you the street. We're just going to say the city, but we're in Apple Valley, California, and this should be interesting because there's somebody out in front of the house. So,
yeah, lounging on their trampoline, yes. So this should be good.
Good luck, Doug.
Yeah, thank
be
you.
Be safe. Yeah. I hope you come back.
Yeah, one piece.
This is intense.
One down, seven to go.
Okay, still it's intense. Every time I see you do this and there's somebody there,
I wish I had a dollar for everyone I had to meet. But,
oh, yeah, okay. I know it happens a lot with
does.
You. But,
it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's part of the gig.
Yeah, I'm glad you're comfortable with it. Now, we are in Victorville, California, and this is a street that was never developed. And somebody purchased two lots of land, and now the two lots of land are in foreclosure. And Doug's gonna post these two houses, or these two lots. So Doug, when you do this, it's just like doing a regular house. They get the same notice, correct?
Well, this one's a little bit different notice. This is actually a notice of default.
Okay.
That's why we're only seeing the one document. With the notice of sale, we usually have three documents that we use. So this is lot one, two.
Thank God for rain.
You didn't
bring a hammer, did
or
you?
Or I would, yeah. I'd have to be a lot stronger. I'd have to be Thor to get, desert dirt is rock hard.
Now, Doug, we clearly don't know the full story of this, but
no.
This is one of those. It's just not some dirt road. I mean, this is...
This was actually subdivided and the streets are put in. You could see the signs. This looks like back probably in about 08 or 09, they ran out of money. And that's why we're not seeing houses now. Looks like they sold these lots individually over time. And the two of these lots are actually in foreclosure. And this street only has what we're going to say maybe five houses.
Five houses
potentially
could be on the street. Okay, so, cool.
Yeah. Okay, this is lot number two, and these two lots are have a combined $90,000 loans against them.
Wow. But so, still, you know.
Those are good deals, actually. $45,000 or so. Ah.
So once a house gets posted, Doug then goes online to the company website and he will post the status of the house, the posting, and you will...
This, just kind of a quick property description, and pretty much that's all we really do. And we'll send out pictures and the description to the client and they'll keep that for the foreclosure file.
Okay.
In case they need it for court ever.
Okay. Okay. So then that's it. It's updated and everything's done.
Yeah.
For the bank and everybody gets notified.
Yeah, everybody will be notified.
Okay. So generally these have to be posted within 30 days of the sale.
20.
Oh, pardon me.
20 is the last legal day. Most people want it done at 21 days.
Okay. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. You know, Dr. Gundry came up with a program a while ago that helps so many people. And what he realized that a lot of our health problems come down to our gut health. And, you know, people have low energy, they've got weight gain, they've got food cravings, and there's something you can do about that. If you go to the newgutfix.com/Dan, use the link below, you'll be able to see a short video that Dr. Gundry put together that he says is like a power wash for your insides. And it makes a huge difference on your energy levels, regardless of your age. And it's something that's very simple that he put together for us to take a look at. I'm really happy that he did it for our channel. But take a look at it today. Dr. Gundry couldn't lose weight for decades. Figured it out that it came down to his gut health and kept the weight off for decades now. Take a look at the newgutfix.com/Dan. Use the link below to get yourself there and check it out today and get your gut in order, guys. Now, there are a ton of foreclosures right now. And you've got commercial, you know, office buildings and things like that. But you also have foreclosures where people didn't pay their HOA fees. This condo that we're going to right now didn't pay over $11,000 in their HOA fees. And Doug has to post this because the HOA is foreclosing. So, Doug does his pictures. Now, they can sell the property and think about it. I don't know what the HOA payment is, but they're so behind over $11,000 that they're going to foreclose on the property. Now, you're seeing an uptick of foreclosures month after month.
Hey, Brittany.
Residential, commercial, and, you know, and all different types of properties right now. So we're in Upland, California right now. It's a higher end community. And still, not everybody's got money right now, guys. People aren't paying their bills. So let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. Now, in January, there were 33,270 foreclosure filings that were filed. That was up 5% from the year before. Now we're in Chino, California, and Doug's posting a house. But the disturbing thing is it's up 10% month over month. So is this just January getting busier, or is it that we're starting to see the real downturn and things are starting to get busier and busier and busier? So let me know what you think about this, guys. But, you know, here's a house, you know, nice middle class neighborhood, and you know, just another foreclosure, guys. So got a few more to do. What's crazy is, what is this, number 5 for the day right now? Doug lays out his entire day, and as we're doing this, he's gotten 4 phone calls where there's 4 more properties that have to be done. And Doug will drive in from Las Vegas to Orange County to post houses. Right now we're in Chino, California again, and he's doing this one. And he'll turn it into the bank. But what's crazy is that it's just busy, and it's the activity on the phone has been crazy this morning. So it's getting busy, Doug.
Huh?
It's getting busy.
Yeah, definitely picking up some finally.
We're in Chino, California again. By the way, this is number 7 for the day so far. Doug spreads these out quickly and really knows his stuff. But second mortgage doesn't get paid, so they foreclose on it. Guy owes $60,000. And he's behind on his payments, so the second trustee comes out and they're going to foreclose on it. You're starting to see a pattern though, guys, where some people are just don't have the money, guys. You know, they just don't have the money. And you know, you can argue high interest rates, you can argue things like that, but this is just a sign of the times right now that that's what we're seeing. And you know, there's nothing that points to interest rates going down anytime soon. And, you know, I could look at the paperwork and, you know, delve into what this person's story is. But the point is that this is getting busier. And I've had so many people write me and say, it's not busy. You know, we just have an uptick here, an uptick there. I'm telling you guys, if you're in the car with us right now, you'd see that it's absolutely slammed. And there, can you do this? Can you do this? Now, he's got an auction today. So he's got to go and do the foreclosure auctions in Orange County, California, which is about 30, 40 miles from where we're at right now. So we've got to get, you know, one more posting done, and then he'll be able to get to the auction. So, you know, it's getting busier, guys. It's getting much, much busier. So let me know what you think about this so far, but again, sign of the times that things have taken a turn in a completely negative direction. Okay, this is number 8. And we're still in Chino, California. It's a nice neighborhood, okay? Not everything's run down. Not everything's a desert community. But here you've got a loan that originated in 2005, which was, again, the top of the previous market. And they owe over $300,000 on the house. And now, you know, Doug's gonna post it. So, you know, again, 21 days or more to post. I am floored at his phone activity since I started driving with him this morning. Now, here's the crazy thing. 8 houses already. He's done 50 in a day before during the last peak. So this is not, you know, anything special for him. And he's still, hey, you know what, can you do one more on the way into your auction? So he may hit a 9th house right now. And the crazy thing is he's got auctions to conduct this afternoon after doing all of this. So, you know, there's a master class in, you know, foreclosure postings and how this is done. But the banks love Doug because of how thorough he is and how he does everything. He goes back to the car, inputs all the data, sends it to the bank. The bank knows it's done. The pictures are sent over, and it's all up to date. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh, this is such a great job. I'd love to do it. I still think it's incredibly dangerous myself, but, you know, you can be the judge of that. But again, sign of the time. It's been raining a lot. You know, a little here and there, but it's not raining right now. But let's see if he does one more before we go to the auction. So number 9 for the day, which is crazy, but few things to think about. Real estate sales were anticipated to shoot up in January. They didn't go up. They only went up 1.5% for an estimated volume for the year of 661,000 new homes. And think of all the construction that's going on in your areas. You guys all write me about this. And they only anticipate the 661,000 homes are going to be sold, new construction. Now, that's off, guys. That's off a lot. And now here's the thing that floored me. Well, the reason why it's off is because of all the cold weather. We really had a bad winter this year. And they're saying it's really bad in the South. And the South, you know, when you think of Florida, when you think of, you know, Alabama, Georgia, places like that, you want to blame that on cold weather? That's why they're not selling houses? So, you know, let me know what you think about this, because I think it's crazy. Now, here's the thing. Doug's got two auctions today. We'll see if they go forward or not in Orange County, California. We're in Corona right now. And on Wednesday, he's got another six auctions all ready to do, plus a slurry of postings between Tuesday and Wednesday. So let me know what you guys think about this so far, because, I mean, I think it's super busy. Let me know what you think. So, number 10. 10, 10, 10. But, Dan, you're crazy. It's not busy. We are in North Tustin, California. Actually, Santa Ana Mailing. But this is up on the hill, to give you an idea. Foothill High School is right behind us. But this is a foreclosure with a balance of $1.3 million on it. Now, here's the crazy thing. Hey, Doug, can you hit this before the auction today? Yeah, hang on a second. Doug whips out the mobile printer, prints all the documents, and now he's going to post the house right now. But the house is for sale on Zillow, too, at $2,099,000. Okay? Hello? Okay? So, needless to say, guys, it doesn't matter where you live, okay? There are foreclosures all over the place right now. And these are huge houses. I mean, look at this street, guys. Look at the size of these houses. Absolutely massive. So, I'm telling you, a masterclass in foreclosure postings. And he still has over an hour to spare before his auction. Oh, I'll get ready. I'll do the research and everything. And the thing about the auctions now is they get mobile bids. So people are bidding online. They may be out of the area, but they're ready to go. Oh, these are definitely going to go down. At least one of them's going to sell today. So we get to go see an auction too for you guys to complete this video. So if anybody's out there that doesn't think that this is busy right now, you're absolutely kidding yourself. And again, this guy needs a secretary in his car just for the phone calls he gets, but it is so busy. So let's go take a look at the auction next. Now, to end this video, we're in Orange, California, and Doug is going to conduct two foreclosure auctions right now. What a day, guys. 10 houses posted. He could have done more. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And his week drives out from Vegas. This week is going to be packed doing this, but you're going to see him conduct two foreclosure auctions, and people are here to bid, and, you know, crazy. But let's take a look at it, and let's watch the auction. He's about to start.
Okay, TLS Trustee Sale 230-816-270, commonly known Drive in San Juan Capistrano. Under due trust day, January 9, 2023, Trustees of the co-trustees of the Living Trust, established May 8, 2015. Record January 12, 2023 as Doc 202-300-00-8804, official records of Orange County, State of California. This is APN 650-451-09-26821 Winter Drive, San Juan Capistrano. No warranty, please correct this address. Sale being made as is, where is basis, and without having a warranty expressed or implied regarding title, condition, possession, or encumbrances. On behalf of the beneficiary, toll that opening of $943,172.97 to the Benny. Second time, third and final. Being no bids, property will revert to the beneficiary for the opening bid of $943,172.97. That concludes today's auctions.
So guys, after all that, the two properties did not go to auction. They reverted back to the bank. So it's now raining out here, and just a wild day, very educational. He's got 6 auctions on Wednesday. And again, guys, this is just going to get busier and busier and busier. I hope you enjoyed this little different video, but he's been asking me to do this for a month and a half now, and I'm glad I finally got to do it. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.